We are here at Seacrest Studios with Mary Taylor, a pediatric psychologist for Chalk Children's. Today we are talking about having teenagers that, you know, maybe have bad attitudes. It seems to be associated with the teenage group that they have a lot of don't want to take out the trash, don't want to do their chores, and their attitudes are just generally not as pleasant as those that are older or even a little bit younger than them. So one of our first questions is, teens are notorious for not doing their chores and in general having a bad attitude when you want them to help around the house. Why is that?
Yeah. So actually, this is pretty common for teenagers. It's really a hallmark of teenagers to kind of have a little bit of a bad attitude because they're really egocentric. And so when you ask them to do something that's not going to really benefit themselves, they don't really want to do it. So, during this time, they tend to be self-absorbed. They want to just hang out with friends. This is definitely a switch from childhood where it's all about the parents and right. They want to be with mommy and daddy. And now they just want to, you know, go out what's going on in this developmental stage is that they're trying to figure out who they are, what kind of person they're going to be. And so they're going to be a little bit self-absorbed. How does this benefit me? And if it doesn't, then I don't really want to do it.
Right. So, I mean, one of the big things that you know, is one of the simplest tasks, and even myself as an adult, we were talking about this, I really don't like taking the trash out. I still roll my eyes and like try and find every excuse not to do it. So how do you get your teenager to take out the trash or without giving you the excuses or rolling their eyes?
So taking out the trash obviously is not a lot of fun. And so what you usually hear are the excuses and, when the show is over, I'll do it in a little bit. And then as a teenager, they forget. And I think a lot of parents think that they do it on purpose,
right.
But they really don't. They're really off to the next thing. They're like, again, like, how am I going to gratify myself?
Yeah.
And so they've moved on. And so then, of course, the next step is the parent has to ask them again. They're nagging. And of course, kids hate that, right?
Yeah.
And basically, it's because the parents are saying, you're not doing a good job. And nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that they're not doing good. Obviously then nagging doesn't help. It is important to try to have a conversation with your teen about why they should be doing chores. Talk about how everybody has responsibilities in the house. And you can even talk about maybe they don't want to do the trash. Maybe they want to do the dishes. So that's okay too. But that they recognize that that everybody has a part to play in keeping the house clean and organized, right? Yeah. But again, that's not really what's going to motivate them. You've got to figure out what's going to motivate them to do their chores.
Excellent. So in doing that, how do you find out what the motivating factor is? What really motivates your teenager to do their chores like taking out the trash?
Right. So like I said, it's all about them. So their mentality is what's in it for me, right? So I think parents don't necessarily want to hear that. They want this to come from them, that they want to be part of the household and they want to pitch in, but it's not. So what they need to do is, find out what's motivating them. And I definitely don't think like what you need to do is be giving them rewards for this.
Right.
You don't need to be going out and buying them something every time they take out the trash. Yeah.
That would get costly.
So it's really finding out the things that they are already doing and that they don't recognize that are a privilege. So they already probably are getting a lot of things from their parents. They're getting to watch TV. They may have an iPhone. They're going out with friends. these things are the motivators. And so it's really just pairing that motivator with the chore.
Excellent. So seems like quite a feat for teenagers to kind of comprehend that part of it, that the phone that I've been given or television I get to watch is really a privilege and should be the motivating factor. So how do you go about making that happen, like making their thought process be, okay, if I do this, this is my reward, even though it's something that I've taken for granted maybe up to this point?
Right. So I think that is what happens, is that teens start to take these things for granted. And they take their parents for granted. And so for a time, I think as parents, we just give our kids things and we don't, and we're not pairing things up. What I like to tell my patients and my parents when we, you know, because this comes up pretty often in therapy. And so what I say is, your parents are responsible for three things: for food, for shelter, and love. Everything else is a privilege. And so recognizing that having that iPhone, having that iPod is a privilege. But it's also a little bit more than that. What we know is that to get those values to become intrinsic is that they need to start to not only, so it's not just the pairing of the motivator, but for them to have appreciation for, you know, what they're getting.
Right.
And how the parents can do that is by getting back to the basics. Just like they did as a toddler, they need to be making sure that their teenager is saying the please, saying the thank yous, and it's not like, you know, take me to the movies.
Right.
Right? And so, and the parent becomes the slave and driving, you know, or the taxi, the taxi driver, that's the common thing. I'm the taxi driver. And there's that expectation. So when, you know, the teenager wants to go to the movie, when you're a toddler, the parents say what? You say the magic word.
Yeah, please or thank you.
Right. So in this case, you know, you don't want to baby them. So what you say is like, did you forget something? And oftentimes they'll say, oh, yeah, I love you. And it's like, no, that's great. Yeah. But you also need to say please. And when you drop them off, you say thank you.
Yeah.
You do that enough times, you make that a habit, and making them recognize that it's not, you know, it is a privilege. It's not like I'm your parent, so I need to give you everything.
Yeah, exactly. And with that, I mean, do you feel that parents are kind of pressured or feel a little bit of pressure to give their kids the latest and greatest when it comes to technology or clothes or anything else that maybe kind of, you know, they think is a necessity for their kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think often teenagers don't realize that parents want to give them everything.
Yeah.
Right? They do. I mean, I have children and you want to. You don't want them to struggle. You don't want them to feel like an outcast because they're the only ones without a phone or the, you know, the latest kicks. You know, you want them to fit in. But you still can't just give in to them. Sometimes you don't have the resources to be able to give them everything. So
right.
First off, but even if you do, you need to be judicious about how you give these things and making sure that they're realizing that they're earning these things. So it's all right if they, you know, mom, I really want, you know, the new Samsung.
Yeah.
Change it up a little bit. You can say, you know what, you're keeping up with your grades. You know, you made a commitment to soccer. I really like that you're putting in a lot of effort. So, yeah, I think you deserve that. But another family might say, yeah, I think you deserve that, but we're going to need to save up.
Yeah.
And maybe in a month or two, I can get that for you.
Yeah, very cool. So it's more of, I mean, on the parent side, too, from what I hear, is that You know, it's not just saying yes. It's saying yes with a reason behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And I think that's important for, you know, you don't think of it in teenage terms, but they do understand that kind of stuff, that, okay, I've done good with these few things, so that's my whole reason for getting this. So in closing, is there anything else that maybe you want to talk about in regards to teenagers and their attitudes and what we can do to kind of mm-hmm. help with that?
I think just a final point would be to reinforce the good behavior. So when they finally do something, even if it's they're rolling their eyes and maybe they didn't do a good a job as you would have liked them to do, you praise them.
Yeah.
You say thank you. And that's going to help to motivate them, you know, to want to do it again next time.
Excellent. Well, thank you very, Mary, very much for coming in.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you. All right.